Phil Milani and Matt Boyer here at Broncos headquarters, and as the Broncos get set to face the Raiders, we thought we'd take a look back at the game-changing play from the first time these two teams met.
9-7, Raiders are driving, but Chris Harris steps up and makes a huge play.
Yep, he's been known to do that.
Carr, over the middle, intercepted by Chris Harris Jr., and there he goes!
So taking a closer look at this play, the Raiders run a crossing route. Derek Carr looking for Seth Roberts there, but Chris Harris Jr. clearly keeps his eyes on Carr the whole time, makes a great jump on the ball, and the rest is history.
Yeah, one of the things I noticed, especially in this play, look at the edges. You've got TJ Ward all the way up on the line of scrimmage, along with Shane Ray. Both of those guys wrap around the edges. That allows Carr to look for his crossing route. Late throw is off, and Chris Harris off to the races.
Broncos pass rush has been so effective all season long. The Raiders wide receivers weren't even looking back at the ball, and Carr definitely had to throw that before he wanted to.
Let's take a look at those next-gen stats now. Chris Harris, you see him highlighted coming over the middle. He's going to get the ball, going 96 yards and getting up to a speed of 21.23 miles an hour. That is very fast.
Well, you don't think of Chris Harris as one of the faster guys on the team, more quick than fast, but there, he clearly showed that when he has the ball and he could see the end zone, he could really turn on those burners.
Especially when you see that Seth Roberts, the intended receiver on the play, only gets up to 20.21 miles per hour. Chris Harris using blazing speed to hit pay dirt in the end zone.